This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 309 for Wednesday, March 15th. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE futures canola market is still in the red on Wednesday morning to go along with weakness in crude oil. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank is still having detrimental effects on the markets, including crude oil, where it is down more than $2 US per barrel this morning. Meanwhile, Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all lower. The Canadian dollar is also taking a downturn, losing more than half of a United States cent compared to Tuesday's close. The May canola contract is down $7.60 per ton at $750. In the U.S., corn and wheat are showing gains, while soybeans are in the decline. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced an export sale of 612,000 tons of corn to China earlier this morning, the largest sale of U.S. corn on a weekly basis to China since April of last year. The U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission released its Commitment of Traders report on Monday for the week ended February 28th, showing that spec funds liquidated more than 147,000 corn contracts from net long positions, a new record. The position became a net long of more than 68,000 contracts, the smallest since September 2020. The May corn contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.23. The U.S. National Oilseeds Processors Association will release its February soybean crush report later today, with analysts predicting that 166 million bushels were crushed last month, with soy oil stocks at 1.886 billion pounds. Brazilian consulting firm Patria Agronegocio is estimating the country's soybean crop at 149 million tons, compared to ag consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier's estimate of 151 million and the USDA's projection of 153 million. The May soybean contract is down 11 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.83. Weather forecasts are showing limited rainfall and cooler temperatures for the U.S. central and southern plains. Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado are expecting low temperatures to be below freezing tomorrow as wheat crops head out of dormancy. Kansas, subsoil moisture is at 22% adequate to surplus, while Texas is at 30%. The Black Sea Grain Initiative is set to be extended by 120 days before the deal's expiry on Saturday. However, neither Russia nor Ukraine have reached an agreement yet. Russia is seeking a 60-day extension, while Ukraine wants a full term. The May Chicago wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $7. The May Kansas City hard-red wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.19. The May Minneapolis spring wheat contract is unchanged at $8.50 U.S. per bushel. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Wednesday, March 15th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.